It's been about a year since Ophelia, the marine debris octopus, was built by Kodiak High School art students. The sculpture, which now resides in the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, was constructed using items collected from Kodiak beaches. Ophelia has become a mascot for marine debris cleanup and a vivid example of how much trash is circulating in the world's oceans. But she won't be the only example for long. As KMXT's Brianna Gibbs reports, Kodiak's young artists are at it again.
Ophelia's new friend is basically made of her leftovers, or better yet, her hand-me-downs. Plastics, portions of fishing nets, and other marine debris that wasn't used on the 400-pound octopus are now scattered about the art room at Kodiak High School. For the past month, students have been using the materials to construct Kodiak's second sea-inspired sculpture, a giant salmon.
There's an aluminum armature underneath all the plastic, and that's lightweight and it's strong and it won't rust.
That's art teacher Bonnie Dillard, who said the dad of one of her students built and donated the fish's aluminum frame. Students in Dillard's art classes drilled holes in various debris items and then attached dozens of them onto sheets of chicken wire.
So this is a panel, and if you can see, so we take the wire and we put it around here, and then we just twist it around the back, like so. And this is what makes a lovely W panel.
Junior Sonia Reed Vigil said the panels, which are arranged in shades of blues, greens, and whites, were then attached to the fish's frame.
Okay, so right now I'm taking these two wires together and making them here. I want to stick it all the way through and wrap it around both of the wires to connect them, like so. What I really want to take from this is, like, I really hope it sends a message to everyone that our consumption is affecting everything and that they really think about it and they stop using so much. I've noticed that the more we do this, so like, I keep on trying to fit as much plastic everywhere, like, because hopefully the more plastic we use, like, it'll be in here instead of out there.
The fish doesn't have a name yet, but Dillard said it's in the works.
So is that the list of names over there?
Yes, uh-huh.
So Dory, of course.
Dory,
of
yes.
Course.
We have a few wanting Dory, and then they played around with the words and came up with plash, like plastic and splash. And
garbage.
Yeah, garbage is fun. Garbage and fish.
The salmon will remain in Kodiak and serve as a local reminder to be good stewards of the environment.
It is a piece that once you get up and start looking at it, you see items that we all use every day in our lives and maybe, hopefully, make the connection that we really need to be more aware.
Dillard said she hopes to unveil the completed sculpture on Saturday as part of the 2013 Kodiak Crab Festival. I'm Brianna Gibbs.